Good morning. I received a very specific message last night. I'm going to try to get it across. But first, take a deep breath, let it out, relax, and close your eyes. If you're not in a position where you can close your eyes, then you need to turn this talk off and come back to it later when you can be still, when you can close your eyes and be receptive. The spirit that flows through me flows through you, and it is the spirit that makes intercession for us. Now, let us begin with a meditation that we've probably had before, one that we may have memorized, and yet, even though we've heard it, we may never have heard it. So, let us close our eyes, relax back in a comfortable chair or seat, and let us go through this together as one. With your eyes closed, wiggle your toes. Don't open your eyes. Keep them closed. All right. Now, are you in those toes? Ask yourself the question, am I in these toes? Am I down there in the toes? Or do these toes belong to me? Am I in these feet? Am I? Or do these feet belong to me? How about these ankles, these shins, these calves, these knees? Am I down there? Am I? Well, we know a surgeon can look inside and not find me. So am I down there in those shins and calves and knees, or are those mine? No, those are mine. I move them where I will. And most of the time, I'm not even aware of them. How about these thighs? Am I there in the thighs? In the back of the leg? Am I anywhere in the legs or the feet? Or are these mine? These are mine. I am not there. I am not in those legs. I move them, but I'm not in them. How about your organs, your abdomen, your seat, your waist, your diaphragm? Are you there? Is that you? Am I in that? No. I am not in that. I use them. I digest. I eliminate. I breathe. But I am not in them. How about the stomach? the chest, the back? How about the heart? Am I in that heart? No. Most of the time, I'm not even aware that it's beating. I am not in that heart. I am not in that chest. I am someplace else. How about the neck? Am I in the neck? Am I in the Adam's apple? Am I in the spinal cord? No. No, I'm not there. Am I in the head? Am I in the ears? In the mouth or the nose? Am I even in the eyes? No. No, I look out through the eyes, but I am not in the eyes. And even if these eyes weren't here, I would still be here, wouldn't I? And now, what about this brain, this skull? Am I in the brain? No. I am not in the brain. The brain is mine. Am I in this body anywhere? I am not in this body. I move this body around. I use this body, but I am not in this body. Now, we have been told to say the word I within our being gently. I. And pull ourselves up about 6 inches above our head and 6 inches behind our body. And so I pull myself up 6 inches above my head, 6 inches behind the body, and I realize I. I am the way. Live by way of me. I look down upon the body. I look at this human body. This is mine to move, to do with as I will. This brain, this human mind, this is mine. I am the thought. I am the thinker. And when this body is still, when this mind is quiet, I function it. There is no life in this body unless I give it life. For I, up here, above the head, behind the body, I am the life. I have the power to lay this body down or pick it up again. This body, this mind, has no power, and of itself it is nothing. Of itself it cannot function. I, the I, up here, above the head, behind the body, I look down and I recognize I am the life. I am invisible, standing right here behind this form. I give the form power. I give the form life. I spoke and I speak, and I say the same thing I said. I am the way. I am the truth about you, and I am the life. All that the Father has, I have. This human form and human mind has nothing, is nothing. So it would be incorrect to say all that the Father has, this human form and this human mind has. But it would be 100% correct to say all that the Father has, I have. All that the Father is, I am. I, a little above and a little behind this form, I and the Father are one. Yes, it is I. Be not afraid. I am living you. This I of me is the I of you, the I of all living, every living thing, and every living one. This I is Christ, your real identity. God really is individualized as the I of you. Joel told us, we cannot really make progress on the spiritual path until we see that we are not in this body. The belief that this body has a life, an individual identity, the belief that this mind is something of itself, is the universal belief. And the universal belief is nothingness. But I, if I be lifted up above and behind this appearance, then I can rest in my true identity. All that the Father has, I have. All that the Father is, I am. I am the way. Live by way of me. I am the truth. There is no other. And I am the life. It was truly said, thou couldst have no power unless it were given thee from above. As you look at this body, this mind, you may say the same. You can have no power, no life, no identity unless given to you from above, here, from I. For I am the life. I and the Father are one. That which God is, I am. And though I look now out at this form, I am behind all form. I am the essence of all that is. I am the presence, the invisible presence, the substance behind all form. Everywhere that you thought you saw something or someone, a little above and behind, I was waiting for your recognition. I spoke through Jesus and I told you, God is a spirit, and ye must be born of the Spirit. Now you know. Lift yourself up and behind into the eye of your being. For I am Spirit. God is a Spirit, and all that God is, I am. God's spiritual substance is the spiritual substance that I am. I am Spirit, infinite, eternal. I was never born. I never entered that body, that form, that human mind. I have always stood right here, in the invisible. I, Christ, am the Spirit of God. I cannot die. A body can die, but I stand a little above and behind, and I do not go through the experience. I am eternal self. One with the Father, coexisting with God since the beginning. I am the Comforter. If you will lift yourself up and rest in the eye of your being, you will not taste death. You will see that you do not dwell in a body, a human body or a human mind. You will see that you are free. In the moment you rise up, Moses, in his mountaintop experience, came to see, I'm not in that body. I'm not in that mind. I am I. I am that I am. I am I. And he lifted himself up into the I that I am. Paul on the road to Damascus suddenly realized, I'm not in that flesh. Oh my God, I'm I. I am I. And before Abraham was, I am. And even unto the end of this entire world, I am. And I and the Father are one. And it so shocked him that he could not even see this world for a time. As he lifted himself up into the I that I am. This dwelling in this I, a little above and a little behind the form, this is the secret place of the Most High. This is where you go to have your being in Christ. Man of earth, who thought you were a body and a mind, awake, come up out of that mortality, rise up into the I, just a little above and behind. I am the life, the only life. Dwelling here, in the eye of your being, this is the Son of God. To all those that learn how to lift themselves up out of that mortal dream life, into this I, a little above and behind, and rest here. To all of them, God gives the power to become the sons of God. God itself individualized. It's time for you to learn. You are not going to become spiritual. You are going to rise up out of mortality in the shocking awareness, in the conscious feeling, I am that I am. This I that I am, this is the Son. The Father loveth the Son and teacheth him all things. This Son may say, speak, Father. Thy Son heareth, and receive the word from the living Father. This human form and human mind never was the son, nor the daughter. That is why it has been unable to receive the word. But now lift it up into the eye, a little above, a little behind. I, the Christ, am still and open, and I receive the word of my Father. Son, thou art ever with me, and all that I have is thine. Son, all that I am, thou art. Son, whithersoever thou goest, I go. I and my Father are one. You must learn to lift yourself up in your meditations into the eye of your being. This was so important to Joel that he stressed it. Furthermore, he stressed, when you look at others, see this eye above their head. We may have read over these instructions and thought that it was a nice platitude or a nice idea to see this eye up over their head. It was a nice idea to meditate that I'm not in the body. Oh, but it was so much more. It was the precise instructions given from the Father to the Son as Joel lifted himself up out of that image and into the eye of him, which is the eye of you and the eye of me. And there in the eye, from the Father, he received the instructions and spoke them from that eye. These are precise instructions on how to step out of mortality and into your immortal eye. And if you will follow these instructions, if you will take your time until you feel yourself lifted up out of the form, back behind the mind, into the eye that is eternal, you too will receive instruction directly from your Father. What's more, as you learn to live in this eye and let this I live in you, you will be dying to any sense of a human life. And when that day comes for the human life to be dropped, you will already be standing in the invisible, and you will not be there. The I can never die, can never go through the experience of death, because the I was never born. This day, you have learned the shocking truth. My God, I am that I am. I am I. When I had this experience last night, I wasn't sure whether I was going to make this talk today. And so I asked for guidance and direction, dwelling in that I. And I heard John 3:14. And I'm not a Bible expert. I don't have passages memorized. And so I wasn't convinced. John 3:14. Now what could that be? Oh, we're all familiar with 3:16, but what is 3:14? I did not know. So I said, okay. And I went and I got my Bible. And this is concerning this talk today. I opened it up to John 3:16, and here is what I saw. John 3:14. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. And there it was, direct from the Father, through the Christ. Yes, this is the way. I am the way. Now, look at these verses. You may have seen them another way. Now, I didn't tell you to open your eyes. Leave your eyes closed. Draw back up 6 inches above, 6 inches behind the form, the human mind. Continue to feel the I that you are, the I that is you. And listen now from that point of view. No man hath ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man which is in heaven. In other words, you that are ascending up over this mind into your I identity, you are the same one that descended, and now you are ascending back up where you always existed. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. In other words, when you have discovered this I, in which you dwell consciously now, you have discovered your eternal life. For God, your Father, so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. This is the I of you. God so loved what he made that he gave this I, that whosoever believeth in this I should not perish, but have everlasting life. You see? He that believeth not on him is condemned already. Why? Because you're condemned to be born and die, and be born and die, and everything that goes with a human existence. But not you, not ye. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born of the Spirit. And so imagine, if you will, my coming out of this meditation, opening my Bible, going directly to where I was told to go, and reading, just as Moses lifted up the serpent of the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. Or must you be lifted up into an awareness of the I? My beloved friends, you must practice lifting up the Son of Man into the Son of God. You must practice, have the actual experience of living in it, and it living you. You must have the experience of the Father speaking to the I that you are. You must have the experience of resting back, knowing that I am the way, and allowing me to live you. You must have the experience of taking your entire attention off of any belief, any universal belief, in a human existence, and trust the I of you to outpicture itself. Now, there's one other thing I wanted to read to you from Joel, because it also caught my attention this morning. See if this is not what we're doing. Sooner or later, you must come to the realization that God has fulfilled itself in you. Not today, and not tomorrow, and not since you have studied the infinite way. Before Abraham was, I am you. I am the fulfillment of you. Before Abraham was, I have come in the midst of you, that you might be fulfilled. I am come, that you might have life, and that you might have life more abundant, or life eternal. This message is not to make you spiritual, but to reveal the spiritual origin of your nature, the I am nature of your individual being. Therefore, at some time or another, you must find yourself in the position of Moses, where he was on the mountaintop and suddenly realized, I am that I am. I already am. I understand that for a while you were studying with the hope of becoming spiritual, but sooner or later in this message there must come an awakening, as Paul had on the road to Damascus. It may shock you, blind you for a moment, but it must knock the wind out of you as you realize, my God, I am. And then there is a relaxing, a resting, and abiding in the Word. All that God is, I am. You see, the exact instructions were given 2,000 years ago, but perhaps we did not have ears to hear. Now, today, this day, can be your rebirth out of mortality into your spiritual existence. As you realize, I am that I am. That I am is living me. All that God is, I am. All that God has, I have. I am the way. I am the way. It's time you live by that I and in that I. Abide in me, I say, and I shall abide in you. I in the Father, and the Father in me, and I in you, and you in I, and the Father in us, and us in the Father, and all that the Father is, I am. It's time to step behind the veil, live here in the invisible I of your being. This is the rebirth that must come to each of us. And I, if I be lifted up, will draw all others to this same level. Of course it wasn't true when you said all that the Father has is mine and we're living a human life. That is why we were told you cannot add God to that human life. But now, as you have minutes, moments, maybe even days, where you live here in the inner I, you can declare with absolute authority, I am the life, and all that the Father has, I have, and all that God is, I am. For we are one, and I am that one. And now I say unto you, I want you to dwell in this I. Abide in this I, let this I abide in you. This is your work, and this is your blessing. Dwelling in this I, resting in this I, being open to receive of your Father the blessings, everything you see, hear, taste, touch, and smell will be transformed by this inner renewing. And lifted up, and lifted up, and lifted up, until that which I am, the I of you, outpictures as the harmonious, perfect creation of your Father. And yes, where two or more are gathered together to do this, there am I in their midst, in their very midst. And I will reveal myself to them. And I will reveal myself to you. Know ye not, ye are the temple of the living God. The I of you is the temple, and the living God lives in that temple. And here in the I of you, I and the Father commune and are one. And the eye of you, and the eye behind all living form, and the eye behind every living one, that eye, that I am, is the eye of all. And the eye of all, and the eye that I am, and the Father, are one eye. And so follow the instructions of Joel and Paul. And henceforth know no one after the flesh, for that is nothing. That can have no power, no life, that I don't give them. And so know no one after the flesh. As you have recognized the eye of you, recognize the eye of them. For this is one eye, and this eye is the Father and the Son, one. Now you have found the secret place of your Most High Father. Now you have found the Christ. And as you have your being in Christ, you will experience the Father individualized as the I of you. Do not speak of this. Do not talk about this. Follow the instructions. Dwell in the I that I am. I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life, all that is. And I and the Father are one being, one presence, one mind, one life, one I. So be it.